USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Democrats have agreed to lower the weekly unemployment benefits to $300 in their COVID-19 aid bill from $400, but extend them through September, 1 month longer than the House bill. The bill is continuing to be debated on the House floor. The White House is highlighting increases in coronavirus vaccinations. Top COVID advisor Andy Slavitt giving an update on the latest vaccination numbers.
6 weeks ago, only 8% of seniors, those most vulnerable to COVID, had received a vaccination. Today, nearly 55% of people aged 65 or older have received at least one shot.
Slavitt saying the government is throwing everything we have at the coronavirus pandemic, but noted the crisis is not over. The White House still not saying when new guidelines will be released for people that have been vaccinated. USA Radio News.
Can you really believe the news? So much spin. Americans just don't trust big media. And if you're really tired of the old news, check out Newsmax TV, the fastest growing network in America. It's on all major cable systems. Each night, watch Newsmax TV and see big shows with Sean Spicer, Greg Kelly, Lindsey Keith, Stinchfield, and Rob Schmidt. They're exposing Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi's surprising agenda. So tune into Newsmax anytime. If your cable doesn't carry it, call them and tell them you can go to another service that does. Or you can download the Newsmax app on your smartphone. It's free, and you can watch it anywhere in the world. Newsmax is also free on TVs like Samsung, LG, and Vizio. And millions of people watch Newsmax on Roku, YouTube, Pluto, Zumo, Apple TV, and more. There's a reason 30 million Americans watch Newsmax TV all the time. Check it out today. Newsmax is real news for real people.
The women accusing New York Governor Andrew Cuomo of sexual harassment are sharing their stories. Lindsay Boylan, the first woman to accuse Cuomo of harassment, telling a reporter that she decided to go public because she wanted to be the one to tell her story. The second woman, Charlotte Bennett, sitting down with CBS News.
I thought, he's trying to sleep with me. The governor's trying to sleep with me. And I'm deeply uncomfortable, and I have to get out of this room as soon as possible.
How did you respond to those questions?
I responded honestly. And when I was even thinking of coming forward, I think that was where I held the most shame, and that, like, I really was uncomfortable.
The Northeast is shivering with below-zero wind chills today in upstate New York and much of New England. Meantime, a new storm on the West Coast is bringing heavy snow to the higher elevations from California to Washington. Other parts of the Southwest, including Phoenix, Arizona, seeing temperatures in the low 80s. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan is calling on a congressional committee to hold a public hearing regarding cancel culture. Jordan sending a letter to the House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler, urging him to use this time to examine the cancel culture that's sweeping America.
This is the biggest threat to freedom our country faces. Because do you really have a functioning First Amendment when only one side's allowed to speak? Do you have free speech when the left determines what can be said? That's the situation we're in today. And yeah, we can laugh about it when it's, you know, Kermit the Frog and the Muppets, when it's Mr. Potato Head, when it's Dr. Seuss books. But Barry Weiss, former editor at the New York Times, said, if you engage in wrong speak or wrong think, you will face what she called the digital thunderdome. They will come after you. They'll come after your family. They'll harass your employer. And this is making Americans afraid to speak out, afraid to exercise your most fundamental liberty, your right to speak and to speak in a political nature. This is what they're attacking, and it is as wrong as wrong can be.
A report showing how Louisiana State mishandled sexual assault complaints is being made public. LSU President Tom Galligan calling it painful.
We've been forced to take a hard look in the mirror, and to be perfectly clear, we don't like what we see.
The report found the school intentionally made it complicated to report abuse. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.